I'm at Centennial Acres Golf Course in Sunfield, Michigan, and it's a perfect summer day. The sky is a deep blue, the air is warm, and it smells like grilled hot dogs. The hot dogs are for military veterans here for a golf outing. The outing hasn't started yet, but already most of the day's work on the course is finished. The fairways and the greens have been sprayed and mowed, and a couple of high school kids are washing the mowers and parking them in a big garage. Debbie Swartz is the director of the Michigan Turfgrass Environmental Stewardship Program at Michigan State University. It certifies golf courses that have completed a list of environmental improvements. Today, Swartz is doing a follow-up visit at Centennial Acres to check on the course's progress. She's watching how the staff is cleaning the lawnmowers.
The problem is, you know, you need to get rid of the water and you need to get rid of the clippings. And years ago, a very easy solution would be to take this operation and put it as close to a river as possible. And we've learned over the years that that's not appropriate. You're loading a waterway with nutrients. And so we've needed to come up with solutions on how we could clean equipment in an environmentally sound way.
Swartz says Centennial Acres is doing it the right way. The mowers are being cleaned on a cement pad to reduce runoff. Clippings are first blown off the machines with air sprayers, so fewer pesticides end up in the water. Then the clippings and the water are applied to the golf course. This is one of many changes the course has made after enrolling in the Environmental Stewardship Program. It also installed cement pads and walls around its fuel tanks, and it built barriers around wellheads to guard against groundwater pollution. Josh Matice is the golf course superintendent. He says he was surprised at all the things he needed to work on.
Absolutely. There was a lot of stuff that's the way it's been for years, and you really don't pay much attention to it. And when somebody else brings it up, it kind of turns a light bulb on and says, oh, geez, you know, that's a good idea, or that's something that we need to look into.
Matice says the biggest change was protecting ponds and creeks on the course from chemicals. To do that, he stopped mowing right up to the water's edge and let those areas grow naturally, weeds and all. The vegetation serves as a buffer, trapping chemicals before they get into the water. Matice says these overgrown areas were kind of tough at first for the golfers because perfectly manicured courses have been the gold standard in golf.
It was rough at first, that's for sure. But now that they've gotten used to it and understand the reasoning behind it, they're all for it. They've learned to appreciate the natural beauty.
Now 15 acres on the golf course never get mowed, saving gas and money. Similar buffer zones are being created at nearly all the golf courses in the stewardship program. Paul McCoy is teeing off at Centennial Acres. He's been a member here for 15 years, and he golfs every single day. McCoy says he doesn't mind the natural buffers because they're mostly out-of-play areas anyway, and he likes the wildlife they attract.
When I'm out on the course every day and I see turkeys all over the place, like I did today, 8 turkeys. Yesterday I saw 2 bucks out there with the velvet steel on the horns. And I seen the hawks next over there with 2 hawks, mother hawk. And when I see that every day, I think it's a great place to be right here on this golf course.
About a quarter of Michigan's 900 golf courses are enrolled in the Environmental Stewardship Program. Audubon International has a similar certification program with more than 2,000 golf courses enrolled worldwide. It costs a couple of $100 a year for courses to be involved in these programs, but the cost is pretty low compared to potential fines for violating environmental rules. The program's also helping to bring in business for some courses. Already this summer, a handful of groups have booked Centennial Acres for their golf outings, specifically because the course has been certified as a friend of the environment. For the GLRC, I'm Erin Toner.